Hello, 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 my people.
Hello.
Welcome. It's the first official episode.
First official one.
Yep, of Don't Forget to Flush.
Don't forget to flush.
Sounds like something I'm told every day when I come out of the bathroom. I'm always like, oh, don't forget to flush.
Right, did you flush?
Yeah, did you flush, you
did
know?
Did you flush?
No, but don't forget to flush is a throwback to something else, or it's a direction to something else. How you doing? My name is Namo, MC Namo, actor, comedian, social general commentary individual, a.k.a. comedian who doesn't really have a stage. And yes, I'll be performing soon on a stage, but my point is just that, you know, my name is Namo. That's the whole point.
Well, hello there, Namo. Mm. I am Vanetta Femi Amethyst, also known as V or Wild Ginger, as
some folks like to call me. How did we get there so quickly? Could you go back again? Did you say no, Miss V? What?
Vanetta Femi Amethyst, also known as V, also known as Wild Ginger.
Now, there's a story behind that.
There is
a story. So hold on. So let's try to figure this out, because yours is way more interesting than mine. Mine is just Namo. Sounds like something that you could hear anywhere. And I'd be like, hey, Namo. And people would be like, what was that?
I've never met a Namo.
Well, thank you. You're far too kind.
I've never met a Namo.
That's why I picked the name, because it's easy to pronounce.
I know a Nemo.
Oh, that exactly. Some people be like, "Are you sure it's not Nemo?" I'm like, "It's my name. I know my name.
I don't know Namo."
But let's talk about Ms. V.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is going to be hosted by yours truly, Namo, and Ms. Vanetta.
Yes.
And so we should find out more about Ms. Vanetta.
We should.
Yeah, so that we can know why we should be listening to you for the next set of episodes.
Okay.
So tell us.
And we also need to know about why we need to listen to you for the next couple
Mine
episodes.
Mine is easy. Can't you just hear it from my voice? I'm just here because I'm excited. I'm just here. I'm along for the ride. I'm like, yep, we're here. They said I should talk into a microphone, and I came.
Welcome to my show.
Because that's what happens. Haven't you seen all those folks that when something happens, like if there was an accident on the road or something bad happens, and they just stand there, and then the news reporters are like, oh, you know, he must be here because he's a witness. And then they just put the mic, and then he starts talking about something that happened in their community and the fact that he didn't have breakfast. And people are like, people died. You know that, right? You should tell us what happened. And they're just there for the show. I'm like that. I'm just here because
just
I'm
here
like,
for the
hey,
show.
They said, that's the microphone. I said, where should I look? They said, this way. I said, okay, let's do it.
And here you are.
So tell me about Ms. V. Why are you called Wild Ginger?
That's a great question. So it actually started a few years ago with my aunt and my cousin.
Mm.
And so I'm a girl that likes variety.
Okay.
And so those that know me know that I like to wear interesting hairstyles all the time.
Okay.
Right. So this actually started, it's not what you think it is, but it's now morphed into something else.
Ah.
So my family would actually name my hairstyles.
Oh, that's a good one.
They would name my hairstyles.
Were you always shocking them with the hairstyles, or just that they were like, we didn't know you could do this?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I would come in and say, oh, we weren't expecting that. It could be 30 inches of Brazilian, Indian.
What? $2,500. Yes, $2,500. Boom.
Down my back.
Mm.
Multiple colors. And one day I walked in with this, I don't know, Russian-Cambodian mixture of highlights of blonde
I'm
and
like,
all sorts of...
What salon do you go to? I'm like, oh. what salon is this?
So this one day when I walked in and they were like, oh... And next thing you know, my cousin starts referring to me as Ginger.
Oh.
That's Ginger. Ginger then morphed into an actual personality, apparently.
Okay.
Which then created my social media handle of Wild Ginger. And there are a number of people that only call me Ginger.
And they think it's really your name.
And they think
it's been there for such a long time.
They think it's really my name. And it's kind of turned into this alter ego almost, which I'm kind of into.
So who do we have right now? Do we have Vanetta or do we have Ginger today?
We have Vanetta, but Ginger's waking up.
Okay.
It's a little early.
Let's get Ginger out.
Ginger,
okay.
We're
going to get Ginger
cocktails?
Out because cocktails. I mean, come on. You know we can't tell people that we drink on the show. people will begin to have a different opinion and idea about what we're trying to do with this podcast. It'll be like, these two people are just trying to get drunk. I want to hear what that sounds like.
That's a whole different thing.
Well, you know, it's not a bad idea. It's a good idea. Trademark, it's not a bad idea. But so for real, I know people are like, they're already talking about themselves. Let me tell you guys about this podcast. This podcast is called Don't Forget to Flush. It is a dedicated podcast. Let me sound very officious with it. It's a dedicated podcast that is powered by passion.
Powered by passion.
And it's really all about the African Renaissance. It's really about, you know, how do we focus on bridging that divide, if one exists, mm-hmm. between the, you know, core understanding of what Africa and Africanness and mm-hmm. Africa is about to what it really truly means as well when we say someone is African-American mm-hmm. or somebody who's Black American, mm-hmm. as the case may be. And, you know, fusing those experiences together and coming out with this beautiful flower that people can actually look at and experience and say to themselves, yes, this is what it means to be Black.
I love that.
I hope at this point somebody is sponsoring me because they're like, this is the best intro they've ever heard of a podcast.
I'm into
ever.
It.
Okay, good.
So I'm locked in.
Let me keep going.
Tell me more.
Let me keep going. So from that end, once they see this beautiful flower that we're talking about, we're now going to hit them in the stomach. Boom! And we're going to tell them, hey, it's also about culture commentary.
Yes.
So we're going to be addressing some points,
yes.
some viewpoints yes. about things happening in our community, things happening globally as mm-hmm. well, but affecting the African and Africans in diaspora and African Americans and Black people everywhere in Jamaica, all the way down to Malaysia, mm-hmm. from China to Korea, mm-hmm. everywhere. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, we hope to bring it all together in an aspect that we'll call toilet seat conversations.
Wrap all that up.
Exactly. And come back to it.
Don't forget to flush.
Exactly. Don't forget. So don't we're going to have toilet seat conversations. That's really what. And somebody's like, we don't even get what these guys are talking about. What? Think about it. Muse over it. But we need to continue this conversation. Tell me more about Ms. V.
I love
Where is Ms. V from?
Miss V is originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wait a second. Hold on. Excuse me?
Right.
Okay.
That part.
That is very interesting.
That part.
I did not know there were Black
very
people
Very unassuming.
There are Black people there?
Do you see me here?
I agree completely at this point. Part of my problem is that I haven't traveled enough. I think that's the problem. I haven't traveled some parts of America. And so when I hear somebody's from Milwaukee.
And you say, where is that?
I say, where is that? And then part of me is like, it must be closer to Alaska or... Or somewhere up.
Alaska?
No, but where's Alaska? Is it not up north? No, up west? Not? No? I gotta pull up a map. Hold
get
on.
Your map out. Alaska's. Actually, I feel
this
really
is how
bad.
I get myself into trouble.
Right.
People will be like, this guy just got here.
Right. Like, and, they and should probably.
Just got off the boat.
They should probably take a.
You're from Milwaukee. You should be.
They
where
should
are you from then? Tell us where it's at.
Milwaukee is nowhere near Alaska. Milwaukee
we know that already.
It's in the Midwest. It's in Wisconsin.
Is Wisconsin not like up west? Like,
you know where Chicago is. You know where Illinois is.
Yeah.
You know where Minnesota is.
Yeah.
We're right there.
You know right way there.
In the Midwest. We're right smack dab in the middle.
Hold on. I need a map.
Right around the Great Lakes.
Ah, okay. All right, my bad. My apologies to the entire community of Milwaukee.
Please, we are on the map.
Who has not traveled.
First of all, Milwaukee is going to further ingrain itself into the culture because we
I don't know why
were selected
like okay.
to be the host city
of?
For the Democratic National Convention.
Yes.
So we are on the map. We are on the map.
Okay. So
we're on the map.
At least the first thing that we've done is that we've been able to alienate everybody from Milwaukee. And at the same time, we've been able to bring them back by saying something positive. So you right. guys see that we're really doing
do
our
we
best.
Do we see where we are? So I'm here to plug Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes, there are a ton of Black people in Milwaukee. A ton of Black people. They all migrated from the South.
That's a very good point that we need.
Yes.
Because you remember, the podcast is really about the African Renaissance.
Absolutely.
The people listening that truthfully, in my part of the world, haven't really been to parts of America.
Yeah.
You know, some of them have not even been to America.
Yeah.
So the good thing is I have to sound like some of them and say, hey, I haven't been somewhere, so that you could tell us a bit more and put it in context.
Yes.
All right. So don't mind my questioning. It's just that it's something I got to do for my people.
I love it. And I'm always interested to understand how did, you know, current, you know, generation Africans, how did they make it here to the U.S.?
Oh, that's a very good question.
I've lived in a number of different places, East Coast, Midwest, West Coast. I've lived in Seattle, and I was always fascinated. How did you, sir, come all the way from Nigeria and picked Seattle of all places?
This is a perfect segue into the next segment, folks. Mm-hmm. Because this podcast is going to have segments, and this is just us moving from about the podcast to what we call culture commentary.
I love this.
And that's why we have to talk about how we make it out here. So it's very simple, folks. From parts of West Africa, all you have to do is to walk, take a walk straight across. There's this big forest known as the Zimbazi Forest. Mm-hmm. Once you come out of that forest, you'll most likely meet a borderline. And from that borderline, you'll catch a bus. And that bus is going to take you to a specific river. Mm. That river is called River Niger. Mm-hmm. And once you get to River Niger, you take the canoe, mm-hmm. you cross over. Mm-hmm. From that canoe you've crossed over, you're going to ride a bicycle. And once you take that bicycle, you'll make it to another forest known as the Jinwongo Forest.
Is this written down?
Now, from that, can't you see me just telling you how I can? No, not how me. What I'm trying to explain is how people.
Got it.
Now, when you come to the Jinwongo Forest, you now from that forest take the side towards the right, because if you take the left, somebody will most likely stop you. So you take the right.
Are you still on the bicycle?
No, you've come down from the bicycle, you got to the
forest. Are you on the canoe yet?
We've passed that stage.
Okay.
So once you now take the right, as you now just go straight, you now make a left. Okay. As you make the left, you now see two people. None of them, his name is. At this point, I can't even make this story up.
We made a right? Did we make a right or a left? Are we still on the canoe?
Like, hold on, this guy's about to tell us how they make it out here.
Seriously.
Oh, come on.
Once again, I was locked in.
How do you think we... Of course we got a visa and jumped on a plane and took a flight. Are you kidding me?
I'm in Nigeria and I want to come to America.
Unbelievable.
Seattle is the first place I want to land.
That is how the flights are booked. We don't ask questions.
I'm just going to land.
We just be like, where is this flight going to? They say the United States. We say, which city? They say, don't worry.
And then
we get on the flight. It's as simple as that. The reason is because we can afford it. We're like, all our life savings in one flight ticket.
I'm going to land in Seattle. I'll just go to Omaha. I'm here.
No. But truthfully, a lot of folks come here for vacation and they just love the place and they stay. You know how it is, you know.
But it's
who doesn't love, who doesn't want 24-hour electric supply? You know, who doesn't want power? You know, just to be able to charge your phone anytime you want. You know what that feels like? Huh. Just charge your phone anytime. Anytime you feel like you just plug it and it charges.
Yeah, I experienced that. When I went to South Africa, the lights just went out. Just in the middle of the day. Lights just went out. And I couldn't charge my phone. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't listen to the local radio. I just had a
full... And everybody around you was just like, it's normal.
I just had a full meltdown. I said, what's happening? Is the electricity going to turn back on?
And everybody was just like,
did someone not pay the bill?
It's all right.
I was very American at that moment.
And, you know, that's the reason why we feel that, you know, and that's one of the reasons why this podcast is really, because I keep trying to say that it is possible for folks who identify as Black to consider an opportunity to learn, integrate, become ingrained into the continent and see how they can become a solution provider, you know, in whatever shape or form to all the different things that is plaguing the continent.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, so if you had a first-hand experience of what it feels like to not have power, welcome. You're in good company.
It was quite fascinating.
So you did go to South Africa, you say?
I have gone to South Africa and I've been to West Africa as well.
Far out.
Yes.
Where exactly? You did say something about being in Nigeria. Is that for real, for real?
It's for real, for real. I would not make that up.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee girls get around.
Okay, hold on. Around. Let's talk about that just a bit. How did you end up in Nigeria? Because now I'm like, how did that even happen?
Exactly. So
do you have like Nigerian friends or is this like...
I don't directly have Nigerian friends.
For real? So, and you still got to Nigeria? So, now that's a good story. Tell me.
I was a plus one at a wedding.
That's our...
It was a plus one.
Weddings are our international export.
It was amazing.
I'm telling you. Like,
it was amazing.
Nobody parties like we party back home.
Oh my gosh. I was exhausted. And I said, is anyone ever going home? Do they go home?
Well, they do ultimately.
We ate all day. We danced all day.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, and people still were coming. And this wasn't even the actual wedding.
For real?
It wasn't even the wedding. There's photographers everywhere. How did you even get my picture?
That's the way we roll, man.
Fascinating. So how did I
end up? Did you have a good time, though?
I had a great time. How did I end up in Nigeria? I was a plus one for a wedding.
Okay.
A good friend of mine literally reached out to me. I actually thought it was spam. So I thought it was maybe a Nigerian spamming me.
Here we go.
Yeah, I thought it was a Nigerian
spam. The first episode I had with Mike, that's where he went.
I thought I was getting scammed.
Oh, my God.
I was getting scammed.
All right.
So a good friend of mine reached out to me and said, hey, do you want to go to Nigeria in May? I said, ooh, someone has my number and I'm getting spammed. This is a scam. I'm getting scammed.
I'm listening. I can't wait for this to just come out to the point where you realize that it was a scam all the way.
Typical scam. This is a scam. So instead of texting her back, I called her.
That's a good advice. So ladies and gentlemen, first point to note, if you do receive any email, especially since we found out that the Nigerian prince is that white dude in Florida, just make sure you call whoever is your relative.
Call first.
If they're promising you money, like they promised Mike,
right?
Just call. We don't do emails. We didn't even have power or electricity, as the case may be. So come on. If somebody's sending you an email, trust me, he has only a window of time. So call.
Exactly. So I picked up the phone and called and said, did you just send me this text? Or has someone hacked your phone and they're trying to get money or my personal information from me? And she said, no, that was me. I'm going to Nigeria for one of my best friend's weddings and wanted to see if you wanted to go. I said, I'm there.
Wow.
I'm there.
So it's either you trust her or the idea of coming to Nigeria was overwhelmingly...
I said, I have to go. I have to see what this is all about.
That's what
I have
I'm talking
to
about.
Go and hopefully demystify.
Exactly.
The myth
because check it out.
Not only Africa, but of Nigerians.
Exactly. Because think about it. There's just like 0.0001% that going to this whole thing about the emailing and the scamming. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they're labeling the entire country, mm-hmm. continent, about mm-hmm. something that is so minuscule. I mean, mm-hmm. we have enough fraud going on here. Did you see the whole parents thing that they were like bribing for their kids to go to college? I heard that. I was like, hold on. Is that news? Because that's our life. You know, that's our life back home. And they're like, our whole life. And these folks are like trying to make it a big deal. I mean, like, how else do schools pay for everything that they have to do if people don't give them extra money?
Could not believe that, Aunt Becky. That's a whole different topic.
Anyways, right. We will cover stuff like that later on in other episodes. But back to your experience in Nigeria.
Yes.
So culturally,
yes.
Three questions. One, mm-hmm. was it everything they said that it wasn't or would be? Where would you lean?
It definitely was everything that I thought it was going to be and that I absolutely did not expect.
Is that a good, how do you answer a question in a manner that I can't even tell if it is positive or not? I just asked if it was everything they told you will be or more or less, and now you're confused me. I don't even know what we're trying to answer anymore. So
it's
let's
more,
go.
More and less.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like, how do we know?
It depends on how you look at it.
Now you're fully Nigerian because you do know only Nigerians are the ones who don't answer questions
that way.
I
walked away with a new skill
I'm telling
from
you,
Nigeria.
We are the only ones that don't answer questions directly. We answer a question with a question. You're like, hey, where are you going? Why do you want to know? So I'm like,
I'm totally
at this
Nigerian.
Point I'm confused.
I'm totally Nigerian. Beautiful land.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
People were beautiful. The experience was lovely, although it did also confirm some of my experiences with Nigerians here in America. I went back to their homeland and there were some parts that was actually really scary for me. I was there during the time of the oil strike, and I don't know if there's constant oil strikes there, but I was there during...
Oil strike.
There was an oil strike, so...
Oh, like gas, like
gas.
Fuel. Oh,
yes.
That, yeah, not the oil.
Yeah.
Because everybody's sensitive once you say oil. They'll be like, huh, another person tried to take our resources. This is a great segue
yes.
for us to get into our subsegment tagged Dinkpa and Diva.
Dinkpa and Diva.
Yes. You the Diva, I'm the Dinkpa. Dinkpa, by the way, it's Igbo for strong man or big old man or man's man.
Man's man.
Yeah.
And I then, like a man's man.
You know, but when I heard about the whole Diva play, I was like, well, it's possible that, you know, it's possible that people be like Diva is like, you know, somebody who's like, but we don't mind. Dinkpa and Diva, that's what I'm about to go to. Fire around. Now that you brought up a point, I'm going to get into my Dinkpa mode.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, you said that you went to Nigeria and that you found out some things about the Nigerians in America.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell us now.
You sound just like that man that approached me.
That is it now. They'll say, baby. They'll come to you. They'll say, baby, don't worry going back. I will buy everything you need right here.
And I will buy you.
Exactly.
I will buy you.
In fact, you don't need to change clothes anymore. I'll be changing it on the spot.
They didn't even come to me directly. They sent their minions to me.
Oh, man. The way you said that, I'm like.
They sent their minions to
me. It's not minions. It's boys, boys. You're getting me out of my Dinkpa mode. Let me go back.
Go back. They're boys, boys.
That's our boys. What are we talking about?
That's exactly.
Who is a man without a boy?
That's exactly how they sounded.
Very cool. Why do you keep getting? Okay, so that what now happened? What happened?
So
did you say yes to anybody who was like, come back to the? No. Did you say any yes to anybody that asked you to come back?
I was very diva.
Oh, for real?
I was very diva. So on the first day that I was at the hotel, the one of the boys
okay.
approached me and said, Madame, there's a gentleman outside.
Yes.
There's a gentleman.
It is us.
Yes. There's a gentleman outside that would like to speak to you.
We want to tell you something.
And I said, well, tell him to come inside.
For real? First of all, I'm even surprised that you are. Okay, please keep going.
I was intrigued. So I was like, I'm here. I'm here at the epicenter of all Nigerianness. So I'm gonna get it.
I'm talking about.
I'm gonna figure this out. I want to see. Is this just something that, you know, Nigerians in America do?
Man, this is like
this
investigative reporting right now on Nigerians.
I was on assignment.
How did we go down this route?
Because in my mind,
I know we started out with Don't Forget to Flush, but right now we're
assignment.
Here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you have comments about anything going on, please send us an email. Don't forget to flush pod@gmail.com. Don't forget to flush. And the 4 is the number 4, the 2 is the number 2. Pod@gmail.com. Don't forget to flush pod@gmail.com. Or on social media, don't forget to flush. IG, Twitter. I'm saying it because what you're about to hear would make you want to tell us something. Let's hear from you.
Because I know I am not the only one.
Okay,
I
so.
I am not the only woman that has experienced
so,
this.
So you asked me to come inside, so I now came inside.
What happened? He did not come inside.
I did not come inside.
No, he did not come inside. The boy's boy looked at me as if.
Who is this? who are you?
Were you there?
That's it. Who are you?
Do you know how many babies passed this place? Were you there?
Do you know how many babies come here?
I said, sir, if he wants to talk to me, tell him to come inside.
Besides, there's air conditioning inside.
And it was hot.
Okay. That didn't play out in the direction of...
It was hot. Okay. So, tell him to come inside. He looked at me. Do you know who this man is? Do you know who he is? He is a frequent customer of our hotel. He spends a lot of money here, and he wants to talk to you.
Let me cry for my people.
Excuse me. He would not go away. That went on for at least 5 minutes.
I need to shed a tear for my people.
And at that point, I said, all right, well, let me try one of my American tactics.
All right.
I'm married. I forgot where I was.
What are you talking about?
Why did I say that?
In my part of the world,
to be married is
to ask me what number are you?
Right.
Are you the first or the second?
Is this your first glass of water of the day or your fifth glass
exactly.
of water
Exactly.
Which
level are you in the position of the marriage? Are you the first wife
Why?
Or the second wife or the
Why
third wife?
Why did I even say that? His response. Okay.
Wow, my man.
Okay.
Not a good... And please, remember, all these things are just 0.00011% of...
It happened three times.
Okay, that makes it 0.33.
It happened.
That just makes it 0.033. It hasn't even gotten to one yet.
At a minimum, it happened three times.
Okay, like I said, we still 0.0033. That's where we are. That's all we can add to it. Just a few people. Most of us are like me. Most of us are like, you know what? At the end of the day...
I never met them. I never met those people.
You must have been at the wrong party. No, you weren't at the wrong party. You were at the right party, but you might have been rolling with the... no, hold on. Let me rephrase. The 0.0033 still counts, but okay. Let me just come back to you with the right numbers in terms of how that is supposed to happen.
Right.
So that brings us into the final segment. I know this is like rapid fire. Anybody listening to this be like, how did we go three segments already?
Right. I'm still at the Great Migration from the South to Milwaukee.
I know. We haven't even covered
that. We've got so much to discuss.
All right. So that's why we have something called episodes. This is the first episode. We're asking people to reach out to us at don'tforgettoflushpod@gmail.com or on Twitter. Don't forget to flush P, the letter P, because for some reason there's somebody else called that. And then finally on IG, don't forget to flush. So people can reach out to us. And they could tell us what they want to hear specifically in the story because we can't tell everything. But
how much to talk about?
Let's go into this segment that we're going to round off with.
Okay.
Called Toilet Seat Conversations.
Mm.
And the remarkable thing about toilet seat conversations, and I'm saying it seriously so that people stop laughing because I know somebody's laughing right now and saying toilet seat conversation. And what's going on in their mind right now is all the things they've thought about.
Mm-hmm. On the toilet.
Exactly.
On the toilet.
The most private place where all your senses are alert and you're making business decisions that will impact your generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're coming to right now.
All on the toilet.
So we want to just talk to you directly. If you had to tell yourself about your trip to Africa, South Africa, Nigeria, places you've been, would you do it again? You're on the toilet seat right now.
Absolutely.
That's it. We don't need anything else. Thank you. Thank you. We don't need anything else. Just keep it there because that a bot is about to come and I don't want that bot. Thank you. This is a place where we put commercials. I will be like, you heard it here first. If you need to go to Africa, you must go.
Must go.
Okay. All right. Let's hear the rest of it. Come on.
You must go. Don't stop to collect $200. Go.
Okay.
Go now. I'm
and actually, you will need the $200 too. That's the important thing. But
it'll go very far.
Fair point.
Yeah, it will go far. I actually would love to take a trip to Ghana at the end of the year.
Okay, stop there. That's a different episode because I need to figure out what is going on with this whole Ghanaian thing. Sorry, guys. I know this is African Renaissance, but you know, this is 54 different countries. It's really important for us to know that even though we're different countries, we still also have some banter that involves us trying to figure out why a young lady from Milwaukee, Wisconsin would make a decision to be in Ghana versus Nigeria, considering that her co-host is from Nigeria. And she's actually here trying to make a case. And she's trying to encourage other people to actually consider. And I need to find out why this is happening in my very
Ghana needs
low
to
voice.
See me. Ghana needs to see me.
Okay. All right.
I have so much I can say about that.
All right. I don't even know if we have enough time on this episode.
Got it.
We're going to have to get in on a different episode.
I need all my Ghanaians to
And
cook.
We have to hear about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Don't Forget to Flush. It's our first episode. Veneta, come on. Tell them something. Tell them they have to listen. Or just say anything at this point because this Ghanaian thing is sort of getting under my skin.
It's getting under your skin?
I didn't say that. If anybody plays this back, there's no way they would have heard.
They won't hear that? Yes. They won't hear that.
I think we heard it at least two. I'm African.
I think we heard it at least
yes,
two.
I'm supporting
times.
Everybody, yes.
No, but?
No, yes. Why are you putting things? What's happening here
I feel like there's a but there.
There's no but. Just go ahead and tell them about Don't
Nigerian
Forget to Flush.
Right now.
See, our people say, person with the shit, no, they laugh. Somebody shitting does not laugh. You can try it at home. It doesn't happen. You can't do both things. So we can't be having this conversation and you expect me to be smiling at the same time as doing this show. So just go ahead and say something. Stop putting me on the spot. Thank you.
You'll get this and more.
That's a fair point.
You will get this and more. This is why you need to tune into Don't Forget to Flush.
Yes, yes, yes. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, please connect with us on our social media. Don't Forget to Flush. Connect with us on Twitter. Don't Forget to Flush. P. And send us an email.
We'd love to hear from you.
Don't Forget to Flush Pod.
Especially all of my folks in Ghana. reach out to us.
Why are we ending on this note? We just had this conversation right now. You know what? We have to get this. We're going to take this offline. Vanetta, come here. Let's talk about this, because this is serious. You can't just get in and make a declaration of one country that has.